Several years ago, when we were teaching at Tabernacle Baptist Bible College, one of the students came to me after a class one night, and he said he had been witnessing to a fella, older gentleman, and things seemed to be going real well until he started talking about hell, and the fella just stopped in the middle of the conversation, and he said, "You're telling me my mother's in hell?" And that's a pretty rough statement for a folk, but a lot of parents are not in heaven. But anyway, he said, I just didn't know how to answer the man. We just got into an argument, so I left it there. And he said, you have the same background. He said, would you go back and meet this fella and try to witness to him? And so I started dropping in place of business and introduced myself and have a conversation with him. He was retired, bought trade-in cars, fixed them up, put them out on a lot, and just hung around all day. So he didn't have a whole lot to do, so he was pretty much available. Well, his name's Charlie, and when we'd get around to talking about heaven and hell and death and eternity, he'd have a different reason every time I talked to him about why God was going to let him go to heaven. And in praying for him and witnessing with him, the Lord gave him the words of this song. And if your name's Charlie, I hope you know the Lord. I know one in here. But I hope the song will be a blessing to you. Oh, Charlie, are you saved? Oh, Charlie, have you been to Jesus? Have you bowed your knee and let him wash your sins away? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? I didn't ask if you've been baptized. I didn't ask if you've been capsized into water till it rose to heaven as the flood. What I asked is, are you trusting in the way that God's provided? Have your sins been washed away in Jesus' blood? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? Oh, Charlie, have you been to Jesus? Have you bowed your knee and let him wash your sins away? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? I didn't ask if you've been scheming. I didn't ask if you've been steaming on some works you do below to satisfy your soul. What I asked is, are you resting in the comfort of his blessing that can only come from trusting in God's word? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? Oh, Charlie, have you been to Jesus? Have you bowed your knee and let him wash your sins away? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? I didn't ask if you've been taken. I didn't ask if you've been shaken by some secret group of men who meet behind closed doors. What I asked is, are you feeling some relief from all that reeling in your soul as you await God's final call? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? Oh, Charlie, have you been to Jesus? Have you bowed your knee and let him wash your sins away? Oh, Charlie, are you saved? Well, Charlie, I've been bend, Jesus. I have bowed my knees. He has washed my sins away.